In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as we're back in the green for the week with $80,000 in play. Also breaking news, Dubai International Financial Center enacts a digital assets law. Middle East money into Bitcoin. Send it. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin to enter the pre-halving danger zone, but crypto CEOs continue to remain bullish. We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price prediction of how $12 billion Bitcoin ETF inflows is signaling a breakout to $80,000 per coin. We'll also be sharing Standard Chartered upping their Bitcoin prediction by 50%, claiming it's going to hit $150,000 before the end of this year. And guess who the primary shareholder of Standard Chartered Bank is? That's right. BlackRock. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the latest from the legendary Max Keiser, as well as his increased Bitcoin price prediction to now $400,000 per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more, family, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1583. I'm your host, JV, rocking the number 3. Allen Iverson jersey. And nonetheless, today is March 18th, 2024. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do every day. The entire market back in the green, what I love to see. We got Bitcoin above 68,100. We started pumping right when I went live. I'm not surprised, mofos. We got Ether sitting above 3,500. AVAX up 5%. And APT up roughly 6%. But the bulk of the entire market, again, pumping in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at 2.52 trillion with about 126 billion in volume for the past 24 hours with the Bitcoin dominance back on the rise, fam, with 52.1% and the Ether dominance at 16.7% on the decline. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Jupe up 18%, Avalanche up 12%, and WIF up 14% with almost a $3 billion market cap, which is mind-boggling. And below that, Aptos and WeMix. So which altcoins, fam, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Holla. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, you can see we're currently rated a 77 in extreme greed. Yesterday, 79. Last week, an 82. And last month, a 76. Extreme greed. And we keep an eye on this because the higher this goes, the more likely of a pullback. For example, when we tap the 69,000 all-time high, which was the all-time high for 3 years, we broke it roughly 2 weeks ago. This hit a 90, which is the recent high. And we had a $10,000 correction within 24 hours. That's why we monitor the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Bitcoin halving countdown clock. The estimated halving date is currently April 18th. I have this weird, funny, fuzzy feeling we're going to have the halving on 420. Just saying. Happy 420, family. And checking out the time chain calendar. We're currently on block 835,245. Holy moly. Over here, baby. Woo! Yes, and $1 is equivalent to 1,474 Satoshis. But let's dive right into the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Let's start with number one, Bitcoin price defensive below the key resistance. That's right, a brutal weekend for the bulls. Hoping for a break soon, plays Bitcoin at its lowest level since March 6th, bouncing near 64.5, then producing a solid recovery, almost reaching 69 mark before encountering fresh losses at the weekly close. At this time, we're roughly 68,000, according to TradingView, but still unable to crack the area well known as the site of its old all-time highs from 2021. Here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-day chart, analyzing the current setup. We have an analyst, Skoo, who flagged the 21-period exponential moving average on the four-hour chart as a line to reclaim next. Now, Bitcoin's relative strength index, which is the RSI, readings on the four-hour timeframes are currently at 48.2, but should also return above 50. Massive shout-out to Nuckchorus. Notice me harder. You figured it out, big dog. Respect. Quoting the analyst here, still need a strong close above the four-hour 21 EMA, an RSI above 50 in confluence with a reclaim of 69 to 70,000. He also says that those are the crucial confirmations for higher. Until then, a bit defensive. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And quoting another analyst, Freddy Krueger, remember Nightmares on Elm Street? Well, anyways, my analysis. A fund was shorting MicroStrategy buying Bitcoin, $1 billion on each side, got stopped out Friday, sold $1 billion worth of biddies, triggered liquidations, and also all week shrimp, crabs, and fish selling. Yeah. Now, despite the setback, Bitcoin nonetheless managed to have its second highest weekly close ever, so don't get it twisted. At just below 68.4, Bitcoin finished the week down a mere 600 versus the previous close. Not too shabby, quoting Trader Jelly. Next week, with Bitcoin above the highest resistance level on the chart, don't get shaken out. Amen to that. Now, the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week, liquidity flush and funding reset. That's right. Some of the latest market data captures the event of the flush that occurred across the exchanges in the wake of the near two-week lows. Numbers from monitoring resource CoinGlass shows days of long liquidations totaling more than 300 million. On the largest global exchange, Binance, perpetual swaps now have little liquidity around the price, with a wall of bid support only in place at 66 266. Sellers lie in wait above 69. Now, a side effect of the weekend came in the form of a reset in both open interest and funding rates. The latter still overly positive, but a fraction of the recent peaks, quoting CryptoClate, Slate. Too much bearish sentiment on my timeline. Bitcoin is trading 5,000 below the all-time high. Breach. Each flush out is necessary for our next leg higher. Tell them that's precisely what we need. A flush out, precisely what we got. A third factor, classic timing for a pre-halving retrace. That's right. Bitcoin miners are on course to enjoy its final month of 6.25 Bitcoin block subsidies before the halving, scheduled to take place in 30 days. The debate around how the event will impact the Bitcoin price behavior continues. A new all-time high, after all, has never preceded a halving, but instead came months after it. That's right. In Bitcoin history, every previous halving, we'd have three previous halvings before this. Bitcoin always hit the cycle peak after the halving. This is the first time in Bitcoin history we hit the cycle peak anew, breaking the all-time high before the halving. So some would say all previous models are broken and this is unprecedented. I want to know your thoughts, family. And quoting the analyst, Red Capital, in 2 days, Bitcoin will officially enter the danger zone. You overdid it, Holmes. You're in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Rest in peace, Biggie. Some bars from there. But anyways, where historical pre-halving retraces have begun. Historically, Bitcoin has performed the pre-halving retraces 14 to 28 days before the halving, as pointed out here. So be on the lookout for that. Next factor to watch out for is the focus on the Fed's Jerome Powell after the FOMC. Yeah, a crunch week for risk asset centers around the Fed's next decision on interest rates and accompanying commentary from the Fed chairman. The next week of the FOMC concludes March 20th, which is Wednesday this week. So be on the lookout for this. This typically creates mass volatility. That said, markets are expecting few surprises this time. Persistent inflation has removed the chance of a rate cut, and even subsequent FOMC gatherings are not thought to be apt to buck the trend. All I gotta say is buck the Fed. Do you agree? This also happens to be the first time the markets align with the latest Fed guidance. Quoting the Kibisi letter, rate cuts are all but certain in 2024 as the battle against inflation continues. The next factor to watch out for, Bitcoin diamond hands, leverage all-time highs. Yeah, damn straight. While sentiment remains in the extreme greed zone, according to the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, some hodlers are voting with their wallets. Profit taking on long held coins have spiked significantly. The latest data from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant confirms long-term hodlers are entities hodling coins for at least 155 days, where my long-term hodlers at HALA have distributed nearly 600,000 BTC, or around 40 billion over the past month. In discussing this phenomenon on X, CryptoQuant contributors attributed a portion of that selling to the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. So there you have it, family. Also like to point out that it's CryptoQuant who is predicting a Bitcoin supply shock within the next 6 months, as all of the Bitcoin on the exchanges are drying up pretty fast. There's estimated to be 2 million to 2.2 million Bitcoin left. So get it while the getting is good. Let's discuss the latest news out of Dubai. This is actually big news. Dubai International Financial Center enacts digital asset law. That's right. Digital assets are gaining recognition and more lawmakers are including them in innovative law frameworks. Middle East oil money, let's go. The Dubai International Financial Center, one of the largest financial hubs in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia region, has enacted what they call the world's first digital assets law that accounts for the existence of this asset class. Besides its definitions, the DIFC's digital asset law amends a series of other laws, including contract laws, law of obligations, law of security, law of damages and remedies, trust law, and foundations law to address some determinations. For example, some laws now consider some digital assets as money, as some modify the definition of this asset class to the one adopted by this new law. Now, Jacques Visser, Chief Legal Officer at DIFC Authority, explained the potential of this law and its pioneer character in the world. Visser remarked that the DIFC considers this document groundbreaking, as it is the first legislative enactment to comprehensively set out the legal characteristics of digital assets as a matter of property law. Furthermore, the document provides for how digital assets may be controlled, transferred, and dealt with by interested parties. Dubai approved its digital assets law in 2022, appointing the Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority as the agency in charge of the sector. However, this law did not apply to the DIFC as a free zone having its own governing body. The DIFC Authority and its financial services regulator, the Dubai Financial Services Authority. Now, in August, the DIFC announced it would subsidize 90% of the cost of the licenses for Web3 and AI companies waiting to open operations in the special economic zone. Now, speaking of Dubai, I remember Kevin O'Leary a few months back kind of went viral on social media for talking about this big exchange being launched out of Abu Dhabi. And he said it's going to basically be like the next FTX. I don't know if pun is intended there, but lo and behold, we all know FTX went bankrupt and the founder is currently in prison waiting to be sentenced for his trial here later on in the month. But let me know your thoughts on that. Do you think Abu Dhabi will have this big multi-billion dollar exchange that will basically compete with Binance and take over the market share? Or do you think Mr. O'Leary is ill-informed and just spreading some BS that's never going to materialize? Because I never seen anything regarding that so-called exchange. So I'm curious your thoughts. But one thing I know for sure, the Middle East has an abundance of that oil money, right? So once they start adopting Bitcoin, game on. We already know the largest oil company in the world, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, just partnered with the largest bank out of Japan, SBI Holdings, to venture into digital assets. So you already know. Anyways, fam, we got a lot to cover in today's show. So we discovered the latest out of Dubai. Let's discuss the danger zone. You don't want to go in the danger zone now, do you? Here we go. Bitcoin could just be days away from entering a pre-halving danger zone, a time where the price has historically dropped in the lead up of the halving, according to analyst Rec Capital, quoting them here. In 2 days, Bitcoin will officially enter the danger zone, where historical pre-halving retraces have begun. In the past, Bitcoin's price has dipped in the 14 to 28 days leading up to the halving. Rec Capital explained, during the 2016 halving, Bitcoin fell 40% during that time, and in 2020, it fell 20%. So something to consider, family. In January, Rec Capital predicted a pre-halving rally and would occur roughly 60 days before the halving, followed by a pre-halving retrace around 1 to 3 weeks before the halving. Now, obviously, in another week, we're only going to be 3 weeks away from the halving. Hence, danger zone, red alert. The prediction turned out to be right as Bitcoin started to surge mid-February and further surprised analysts in March when it beat its previous cycle's all-time high of 69,000, marking the first time Bitcoin has ever done so before a halving event. The next halving is forecasted to take place in 31 days on April 19th, according to today's Bitcoin halving chart. However, the price of Bitcoin has already fallen 8.5% from the March 14th all-time high of 73,800. So I ask you guys, do you think we're not going to have a 20% pre-halving dip because we just had a 8% dip? Or do you still anticipate a 20 to 40% dip leading into the halving? I want to know your thoughts. Now, Binance CEO Richard Tung told a crowd in an event at Bangkok March 17th, he expects Bitcoin to continue to break records and climb past 80,000 by the end of the year. I'd say that's hella bearish, in my opinion. Let me know your thoughts. I'm anticipating at least 100 to 150,000 this year. And that's if the cycle is still intact, meaning the year preceding the halving, we hit the all-time high where I'd be anticipating multiple six-figure price action. But I want to know your thoughts. And as the main feature story of the day, we're going to be discussing Max Keiser upping his target for this cycle to 400,000 per coin, just FYI. But anyways, the Binance CEO, it kind of feels sad referencing a Binance CEO and it not being CZ anymore. Anyone feel a little weird about that? But anyways, Tang claimed that just getting started and pointed to institutional investors' large allocations to crypto through the new US ETFs, which have $57 billion under management, according to Dune Analytics. The Binance boss said he predicts Bitcoin will surpass 80,000, with supply reducing the demand continuing to come through. But it won't be a straight line, and price fluctuations will happen along the way. Now, Crypto.com co-founder and CEO told CNBC on March 15th that Bitcoin's recent price drop was a healthy move, removing some of the leverage that was built up. He added his exchange is seeing Bitcoin is on an upswing and last saw in late of 2020 and early 2021, kind of like a deja vu, when it rallied from under 20,000 to over 60,000 just over 3 months, and said the current volatility is actually pretty low compared to what we have seen previous cycles. Facts, again, we usually correct 20 to 40%. We only just had a very modest 8% correction. He also expected to see a steady ramp up of the Bitcoin price action and said it would see less sudden moves as it's an asset you want to hold for decades, not for days or weeks. Breach. But anyways, fam, we still got a lot to cover. I appreciate you mixing it up with me in the chat. Let's discuss this $80,000 target in play. Headline reads, how $12 billion Bitcoin ETF inflow signals a breakout to $80,000 per Bitcoin. That's right. The Bitcoin ETF net inflow volumes continue to rise as more institutional investors embrace new investment alternatives. Data by SoSo Value reveals a commendable increase to $12.15 billion, the highest cumulative total net inflow. BlackRock's iBit is leading the highest daily net inflow, closing at $139 million on Friday. And on the other hand, GBTC experiencing the biggest outflow at $139 million. Other ETF operators are gaining momentum, including Fidelity's FBTC, with $155 million in net daily volume inflow. The current CEO of Binance, Richard Tang, who took over the leadership of Binance and overtaken CZ November 2023, believes Bitcoin will potentially reach 80,000 before the end of the year, as we previously pointed out. And beyond Binance, other firms are also adjusting their outlook on Bitcoin's entire market bullishly, including Standard Chartered, which is actually our featured next story of the day. So they're ultimately calling for 150,000 this year. And yes, BlackRock is the primary shareholder of Standard Chartered. We all know BlackRock extremely bullish on Bitcoin and currently holding over 200,000 Bitcoins through their custodian Coinbase. It only took them 2 months to acquire 200,000 Bitcoin, making them neck and neck in the race with MicroStrategy Michael Saylor, as MicroStrategy now has over 200,000 biddies. Now, the Bitcoin halving is another market-altering event, which we know is only 30 days out. And I don't believe the halving is priced in, but I want to know your thoughts. And here, now let's discuss why Bitcoin can reclaim 70,000 resistance here sooner than later, as Bitcoin hovers above 68. Although the flash drop last weekend pushed the prices down, the Ikimoku level, bulls managed to regain control, thus preventing the market from flipping extremely bearish. And based on the prevailing technical structure, Bitcoin has the potential to climb above 70,000 this week and also close it on the all-time high. And some of the key levels investors should look out for is the 68,000 support, which FYI is exactly where we're currently just under right now at the time of this recording or stream, which is where the 20-day exponential moving average lies. That's the line in the sand. And several four-hour candle closes above those two key levels will ensure the Bitcoin bulls have the upper hand. And on the upside, breaking above 70 could mark another FOMO-driven rally, targeting new record high of 80,000. So my question for y'all is, when 80,000. Can you see that happening this week, next week, before the end of March, heading into April? Holla. Anyways, fam, pump the likes, pump the stream, keep the comments a-flowing. Let's dive into our next story of the day. We're going to be discussing this 150,000 target by Standard Chartered Bank. Then we'll discuss the latest from the Bitcoin legend himself, Max Keiser, upping his target to $400,000. Per coin. So yeah, here we go. British multinational bank Standard Chartered increased its prediction for Bitcoin's price by 50%, forecasting the leading digital asset will be worth $150,000 by the end of this year. And according to a CoinDesk report, the bank expects Bitcoin to hit the record high of $250,000 by next year, 2025, before rounding off the bull cycle at around $200,000. Send it. Standard Chartered derived this prediction from comparing Bitcoin with gold and its performance after the ETFs, tracking the performance of the yellow metal, which was launched in the United States. The bank analyzed the correlation correlation between the ETFs and the price of Bitcoin, identifying the effects of the fund inflows and the value of biddies. The author of the investment report said there is a good chance Bitcoin can skyrocket to $250,000 in 2025. If Bitcoin ETF inflows touch the midpoint estimate of $75 billion and reserve managers continue to acquire the asset. So you already know. And at this time, spot Bitcoin ETF inflows have already exceeded $12 billion in just over 2 months after the launch. The official launch date was January 11th. Standard Charter's latest forecast is 50% up from the 100,000 Bitcoin price predicted December, which was 4 months out. So they doubled their target from 4 months ago. Driven by the upcoming Bitcoin halving event and ETF approvals, Bitcoin could attract $50 billion to $100 billion worth of flows within the year, according to the bank. The financial institution also forecast Bitcoin could be worth $200,000 per coin by the end of 2025. Let me know if you agree with that sentiment. And with Bitcoin touching the new high of roughly $73,900 last week, the asset's performance has surpassed the bank's expectations. Notably, Bitcoin had fallen to $68,000 at the time of the live. And regarding Ethereum, here's what they have to say. Besides Bitcoin, Standard Chartered also expects Ether to soar to $8,000 by the end of this year and $14,000 by 2025. Ether's prediction is based on estimated inflows of $45 billion expected in the first 12 months of Ethereum ETFs trading in the U.S., with the SEC approving their launch by May 23rd. But others would disagree and say there is no Ethereum ETF that's going to get approved this year. So let me know your thoughts. But quoting Standard Chartered Bank, in 2025, we see the ETH to Bitcoin price ratio rising back to the 7% level that prevailed for much of 2021-2022. And given our estimated Bitcoin price level of $200,000 at the end of 2025, that would imply an Ethereum price of $14,000, according to the bank. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this bullish price prediction from Standard Chartered. Anyways, fam, now for our featured story of the day. Here's the latest from Max Keiser predicting and basically upping his target for this cycle to $400,000 per coin. Shout out to the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, the one and only legend himself. The headline reads, Max Keiser, the story of a Bitcoin legend. And I'm going to highlight why he is so legendary for those who must have forgot or maybe just don't know. Maybe you're new to Bitcoin. But anyways, Keiser has been advocating for Bitcoin purchases since the price was merely $1. Informed the controversial host Alex Jones that his initial estimate of Bitcoin of reaching 100,000 was now considerably understated. Preach. Now, back in 2020, in his discussion, Keiser said, for the first time in 8 years, I'm updating my Bitcoin target. Initially, when Bitcoin was at a dollar, I predicted it would reach 100,000, but now I'm adjusting my target to $400,000 per coin. Throwback to Keiser. Now, we all know him from the Keiser Report. In my opinion, the greatest financial television show or news broadcast to ever exist. And as a result of that, so many people have been orange-pilled into Bitcoin. Despite the immediate market fluctuations, Keiser expressed unwavering confidence in Bitcoin, stating the premier crypto remains as compelling an investment now as it was at the time of his original prediction. Quoting him from back then, Bitcoin is just as appealing now at $10,000 or $9,300 as it was at $100. After that, he made a few more other predictions. The last one was 220,000 in play, which we have covered many times here on the channel. Now I want to show you something that's going to blow your mind. Max Keiser has been a notable figure, as we know, dating all the way back to 2011, a few years after Bitcoin's creation. I believe the Genesis block was, what was it, January 3rd, 2009, right, fam? Hence, Samson Mao's company, Jan 3. Now, Keiser's investment in Bitcoin led to a reported gain of over 20 million%. As Bitcoin surged from 30 cents to its all-time highs. Check this out. Receipts, family. December 24, 2010. The Keiser Report touches upon the topic of cyber currencies and peer-to-peer currencies in particular. I wonder if the report was actually inspired by Bitcoin. I'm currently watching the show and they haven't even talked about cyber currencies yet. Edit. Yes, they're talking specifically about Bitcoin. I guess this is the first mention of Bitcoin on mainstream media. Facts. His long-term bullish stance on Bitcoin has been characterized by his belief in its capacity to disrupt traditional financial systems and act as a form of resistance money against the perceived failings of fiat currency. And in the presentation, Keiser emphasized Bitcoin's role in challenging the potentially replacing the inherent violence of fiat money with a peaceful nature. Kaiser's early coverage on Bitcoin on mainstream media platforms and his continuous engagement in the crypto community has played a significant role in bringing attention to Bitcoin's potential as both an investment and revolutionary financial tech. His activities and predictions have been followed closely by both supporters and skeptics in the crypto space. And you can see here, back in 2011, Max was openly discussing why Bitcoin was a threat to government currencies. So you can call him a visionary. He saw this before everyone else did. Now, what's also hilarious, he has been telling Peter Schiff to buy Bitcoin since it was a dollar, which is mind-boggling that Peter Schiff still hasn't hopped on board. Do you ever see Peter Schiff capitulating and getting into Bitcoin, or do you see him bashing Bitcoin at $1 million per coin? I'd love to know your thoughts. I mean, right here, when Bitcoin was a dollar in 2011, Max told Peter Schiff to buy. He didn't, and now Max trolls him relentlessly. Max also claimed that Bitcoin will be the biggest story of the decade, and you're damn straight, the high priest was right. And he even gifted, vast amounts of Bitcoin to so many people. He's responsible for orange pilling so many legends into Bitcoin. It's, mind boggling. Also, Russell Brand, I know he gifted 1,000 Bitcoin too. Russell Brand claims to have lost that Bitcoin, but it'd now be worth 70 million today. He even gifted, 10,000 Bitcoin to Alex Jones. Alex Jones also claims to have lost the Bitcoin. Shout out Lock Sky. A quick shout out. He just gifted 5 memberships of the crypto, for the channel. I appreciate that. So congratulations, Freddie, Satstacker, Yasir, The Everlasting Bliss, and David. You've all been hooked up with the MicroStrategy membership of the channel. So yeah, Russell Brand's Bitcoin fortune would be worth $70 million today if he didn't lose it in a boating accident, gentlemen. And so, yeah, and of course, that's him with Bukele celebrating Max's birthday. Shout out to Max. He's also responsible for orange pilling Ricardo Salinas, third richest man in Mexico. And here's the legendary speech he gave at the Bitcoin Miami conference with Michael Saylor, where he went on stage and said, "F Elon, we're not selling." Classic. Yeah, so Max is a legend. I love Max personally. I think he is the greatest to ever do it. And I think his legend will live on forever in Bitcoin. Let me know your thoughts with his targets. He also more recently shared, which I shared in a tweet, he can see Bitcoin hitting as high as 750,000 for this particular cycle. So anywhere from 250,000 being his low estimate, his high estimate for this cycle, 750,000. I know my target on today's thumbnail, I just kept it conservative at $400,000 per coin. But let me know your thoughts in the live chat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.